Has anybody here seen Casey? Dum dum
dee dum. Will you want me, Mr. Jago?
Ah, here. You'll never believe what I heard down the Hackney last night. Fella's got a song named after you.
After me, Mr. Jago?
Well, not specifically. As far as I know, it's about, Casey, who's that rather striking woman lurking outside?
For the auditions, I told her they're not till tomorrow and got a load of lip for me trouble. Will I send her packing?
No, 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 show her in. She's got a certain something about her.
He'll see you now.
Henry, so good to meet you at last.
At last? How long have you been waiting?
Well, that depends on how you look at it. Time's so relative. Do you mind if I call you Henry?
It's a trifle familiar, but manifestly my moniker. What should I call you?
Riversong.
River? Ah, now there's a name made for illumination. Riversong. Perfect. And what do you do?
What don't I do, sweetie?
How was she, sir? The lass with the big hair.
Exhausted. Asked more questions than I did. Mostly concerning the architecture. Claims she's an all-rounder. Maybe she's a bricklayer on the side.
Well, let's hope this one's better.
Another one? Are you sure you put the right date on the poster? Oh, never mind. Show her in.
Bon après-midi, monsieur.
Oh, très chic. What should I appel you?
Célestine. Célestine Sorbonne.
Let's see. The sensational Célestine. Too many syllables. Sensational Celeste. Trifle heavy on the sibilance. Madame Celeste.
Madame Celeste? Who is she?
She's you. Star among stars. That heavenly firmament with the voice of an angel. What do you think?
Is this the right place? You are Mr. Jago.
Henry Gordon of that very ilk. If you've got any better ideas, let's hear them.
In Paris, I was known simply as Celestine.
Didn't realize the French were so prosaic. Oh, well, we can discuss billing later. What do you do?
I dance, Mr. Jago.
I'm afraid the chorus line is fully stocked at the moment. I mean, there may be an opening if you don't mind starting at the bottom.
Well, yes. Mr. Jago, I wasn't thinking of joining your show. I want to create my own.
Your own?
You've heard of the Moulin Rouge?
En passant, as you lot might say. Why?
That is where I have danced these last 5 years. I did start at the bottom, but I rose. When I left, I was third on the bill, below only La Golou and Louise Weber.
Well done. I don't see...
There was no more room to rise. But if I could recreate the Moulin elsewhere, bring its colour and passion to a new city...
I don't know that London's ready for your Parisian passion. I mean, that sort of thing is all very well and good on the continent, but we do things differently here.
You sing? You dance?
But we don't flash our drawers at each other. At least not in the higher class of establishment.
Mr. Jago, please.
I admire your spirit. touch of the entrepreneur. I like it. When you've built your troop, taught them the ropes and drilled them till they shine, then you come back and we'll see, eh?
Yes, Mr. Gigot. Thank you for your time.
Bon voyage and bon chance.
Any good, Mr. Jago?
Too good. She'll be after my job within the week. Casey, did you leave that door open? Who's that back there?
Hello, Henry.
Oh, you again. Still exhibiting that over-familiar attitude?
Oh, sorry. I get it from my mum. I'm overly tactile, too.
Well, everything's strictly professional under this roof, Miss Song.
River, please. I much prefer first name terms with friends, don't you?
You're suggesting you and I are friends?
I thought we got on like a house on fire.
A smidgen of smouldering, perhaps. But at the end of our interview, I distinctly remember saying a friendly but firm thanks, but no thanks.
It was a blow. But I bounced back quickly.
So I see. You bounced back right into my theatre.
I just feel drawn to the stage.
As many do. Only they tend to enter via the ticket hall. We call them customers.
I left something behind earlier. My handkerchief.
In the cellar?
Oh, is that where this leads? I'm just being thorough.
Please don't trouble yourself. I'll have my men conduct a thorough search. If we find your missing hanky, I'll have it sent on, rest assured. In the meantime, if you could just clear off, I've got a theatre to run.
Oh, it has my initials embroidered in the corner.
How delightful.
River Song!
Yes, yes, that's the way out. Goodbye. Oh, some people just can't take rejection.
She's a fine-looking woman, Mr. Jago.
Still a no. Did you want something?
Oh, that Mr. Chang asked after you.
Enjoying the athletic jolls, are we?
Indeed. Was that woman causing trouble?
Said she was an all-rounder. Seems her skills run all the way to burglary. Oh, I don't know, Mr. Chang. Once were the days a gymnastic gyration of that kidney would have raised the rafters. Now, barely shakes the chandeliers.
I have heard you say that business is bad.
Middling. I'm not poorhouse bound just yet.
I sympathize. For a man of status to lower himself to thoughts of vulgar economy.
Not quite. I know you're slumminess a bit yourself after your travels round the crowned heads of Europe. No, don't deny it.
I deny nothing.
Oh.
I was merely thinking. Since arriving in London, I have made the acquaintance of a man who may be able to help.
Oh, I'm sure. You want to steer clear of them, Mr. Chang. They'll squeeze you till you pipsqueak.
Not a moneylender, Mr. Jago. A man of distinction.
Distinction?
A lover of theatre with a large disposable income.
I like him already. What's his name?
Sir Angus Peel.
Ah, nice gaff.
There is something I should mention. Sir Angus is a very private man. On account of deformity.
I don't care if he's got three arms as long as he's got deep pockets.
Sir Angus has suffered a grievous injury. A war wound, I believe. He hides his face under bandages.
Deuce dark in here.
Mr. Jago, Sir Angus Peel.
Where?
Come forward, Mr. Jago.
Corks!
Please, sit.
I will, if I can find a chair. Oh, that's better. I can see the whites of your eyes now, if nothing else.
Indeed. My good friend Lee Sen has told you of my deep love for the theater.
Yeah, he has, and may I say what an honor it would be were you to direct that affection towards my own humble establishment.
The Palace Theatre holds great fascination for me, Mr. Jago. It is, for one thing, a prime site.
Oh, none primer. The West End gets all the attention, of course, but there's culture to be had further east. And the rents are a damn sight lighter on the pocket.
It grieves me to hear of your financial troubles. Were the Palace Theatre to close, it would be tragic for the good people of London and a disaster for me personally. If there is any way that I can help you.
The Palace is suffering somewhat of a drought, talent-wise. What I need, Sir Angus, is something big, something new. Something my punters didn't see last week at the Gants Hill Gala.
I have a vision, Mr. Jago.
A vision? Yeah?
I am a mere dilettante, of course, but if you would like to hear it...
Oh, like that marvel of the music halls, Larry Luggs Lawson, I'm all ears.
A chorus line.
We have one of those, Sir Angus. Not a bad one either. If Maisie Bunting could just avoid being half a second out of whack with the rest.
More girls, Mr. Jago.
More girls?
You do not have enough girls. Not for my tastes.
Oh, well, granted, it's no Moulin Rouge, but...
A very apt comparison. The Moulin stage is replete with dancing girls, so full of life and vital essence.
That's nice, but I don't quite see...
Sir Angus is proposing a variety show on a scale never before attempted in London. Dancing of verve and spirit, passion, sensuality.
Oh, I say... Steady on.
You need at least 24 girls in the chorus at any time, Jago. That is the key. Any less, and the whole venture will fail.
24? Where are we going to fit them all in?
I had thought 8.
Those are my terms, Jago. Take them or leave them.
Terms? I thought you wanted to save the palace and go in under.
And I thought you were a businessman. I offer you a lifeline and you quibble over details.
Oh, I'm not sure it's quite our line.
No? Chang, you did not tell me this man was such a pusillanimous poltroon. Well, Jago, let us see how your precious artistic sensibilities nourish you in debtor's jail! Eh?
Let's not be hasty. Of course you would have full say in how your money's spent, Sir Angus. We'll put on your show, no quibbling.
That is more like it.
It'll be the biggest thing London's ever seen. And if it doesn't keep us afloat, it won't be for want of paddling.
We are all in agreement, then.
Oh, cripes, look at the time. Apologies, Your Worship. Mr. Chang here is needed on stage. You may think you've seen magic before, but like this, never. I present to you that master of mesmeric mystery, Lee Sen Chang.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And his partner in prestidigitation, that delightfully diminutive doll, Mr. Sin.
You have swallowed a dictionary.
Cheeky little monkey, ain't he?
I am little, but I'm no monkey.
Indeed, Mr. Sin. Mr. Jago's epithet would be better applied to my other assistant. There you are, Mr. Fez. What kept you?
Mind those curtains!
Mr. Fez, do as Mr. Jago says.
That blasted monkey. A more singularly unentertaining creature it has never been my misfortune to witness.
All very well sticking him in a fancy waistcoat and a hat. He's still an ugly little brute.
He's monkeying around!
Mr. Fez likes to climb. He likes to explore.
What's in his hand?
Dear, dear, Mr. Fez, have you been stealing? Again? This very nice necklace Mr. Fez has acquired. Ladies, please check your person.
It's mine!
Miss, I fear you have fallen victim to a sneak thief. Please come to the stage. Our guest is as beautiful as the jewel my dishonorable associate stole from her. What is your name?
Emma. Emma Buller.
My dear Emma, Lee Sen Chang will return your treasure. But first, please look into my eyes.
Sorry, didn't see you there.
My fault. What's lovely?
Oh, flipping weather. What are you looking down the drain for? You lost something?
Only my bearings. I'm trying to work out the line of the sewers.
Oh, right.
I think the River Fleet runs under this theatre.
Yeah? Maisie, by the way.
River.
River Fleet?
River Song. Should we walk? You're one of the dancers, aren't you?
Always the chorus girl, never the star. Here, shall we take a shortcut through Fremlin Square? I wouldn't normally, not with...
the missing girls.
I hate these dark nights.
Well, your career's doing better than mine. I can't even get a foot in the door.
You auditioned?
Henry didn't know what to make of me. I don't blame him.
I've no idea what Mr. Jago's looking for. He turned down a friend of mine, too, and she's a better dancer than I'll... Oh, Lorks. You did give me a fright. What are you doing, hiding in the bushes like that?
Hey, come out of the shadows.
He's trying to put the frighteners on us. Standing there all menacing in your cloak and your bowler hat. Bit short to be Jack the Ripper, mate. Jack the Nipper, more like. What? Did the little bugger just grunt at me?
Maisie, be careful.
Of him? He's no more than 3 foot nothing. I'll kick you from here to Denmark Hill if you don't get out.
Help! Someone stop me!
Maisie, don't panic. I'm coming.
Put her down, Fez.
I don't... It was just...
Well done, Mr. Fez. Your master has trained you well.
Just a monkey? How can it...
Hush, child.
Who are you?
I said cease your babble!
Get away from me. I'll scream.
You'll try, girl, but the sound will dry in your throat as quickly as the impulse in your heart.
Your cane? It's electric.
A distillation lance. Don't struggle. The process will be over soon enough.
No. Please. No.
Maisie!
What's all this rumpus, eh?
Stop him!
Out of my way.
Hey!
Oh, Maisie. What has he done to you? Oh, catalytic extraction.
Here, what's this pile of ash? There's no fires allowed here, you know.
That, Constable, was Maisie Bunting.
Oh, my lords.
Tomorrow's newspapers will be telling the world that a sixth girl has gone missing. There's a monster on the loose in London. And if you can't stop him... I will.
The morsel was snared in your trap, as I envisaged.
I have ingested her life force. But the distillation lance is a blunt instrument. The relief it provides is as temporary as a cheap narcotic fix. I am no better off than some opium-sodden wastrel.
Tonight on stage, another damsel took my bait. When I reel her in, we can use the distillation chamber. And yet...
And yet?
Why always young women, my lord? Is it not simpler to steal vagrants from...
You'd have me recalibrate my apparatus to make your miserable life simpler? The process is tuned to one biotype, and I have neither the means nor inclination to alter it.
Very well, Master. But bringing your tributes to the theater is dangerous. We may be seen.
We were seen, Chang.
Tonight?
The girl had an associate. The associate alerted the police. That is now another district we are compelled to avoid.
Regrettable, my lord. I was assured the girl Maisie had no friends at the theater.
Everyone has friends, Chang. Except for you, of course. Be more careful in future. Oh, what's the matter? Are you sulking?
My lord is cruel. The life of Li Sen Chang is solitary, yes, but purely in service of your needs.
You have your tongue, brethren. A brother is more than a friend, surely.
These people I tolerate, but I do not enjoy their company. My lord knows I enjoy nothing about this stinking city.
Do not look backwards along your path. Even in this overcrowded cesspit, you are far from where we met.
Of course, O Great One. And yet...
You left your heart in Paris, Chang.
My lord...
All the better. You cannot split your affections.
Your glory is all, my lord. But... did we not both become accustomed to a higher life in Paris? To finer standards?
Finer standards? You were fraternizing with painted drabs fit for no more than meat for my table.
Please, do not speak so.
Our travels across Europe were not in service of your social life. We were searching for the time cabinet, the means of my salvation.
Quite so. Here, my lord.
My cane? Cretinous wretch, I'm not an invalid!
Another dose of life essence to quicken the blood and calm the nerves.
Thank you, Chang. This disease is a curse. I must not allow it to cloud my thinking the way it curdles my flesh.
Your mind is a wondrous thing.
London is foul, polluted, degenerate. It was much the same in my era. Yet, it is home to my time cabinet, and thus, for the time being, we make it ours.
My lord.
But once I have it...
It is close, my lord.
I will return to the future in triumph. Revenge myself on my enemies, and you, Chang, will be by my side.
Monsieur Gigot.
Miss Sorbonne, or should I say, Madame Celeste.
But I thought you had no openings.
Things move quickly in show business. The fickle fancies of fashion and so forth.
Since yesterday? Oh, but tell me, what did you have in mind?
A compromise.
Compromise?
Moulin Rouge à l'anglais. Your splendid proposal with a few... tweaks.
Tweaks?
Yes, saucy songs, ribald repartee, Union flag bloomers, that sort of thing.
I don't know what to say.
I knew you would approve. Was it the bloomers that swung you? Nice touch, I thought. Just the thing the palace needs. And my new patron demands.
Your new patron?
I've secured funding for this endeavour from none other than Sir Angus Peel himself.
I don't know him.
He's a strange cove, obsessed with dancing girls.
Obsessed?
The more the merrier. He craves, and I quote, dancing of verve and spirit. He even mentioned your Moulin Rouge as an example.
Monsieur Gigot, I can hardly believe this. This is the most wonderful serendipity.
Almost supernaturally so. But if gift horse this be, I suggest we take it for a ride. You'll help me, then, put together the Moulin Rouge Mark II.
I will. Oh, oui, bien sûr, I will.
Oh, excellent. We can leave all that vulgar talk about guineas and francs till later, eh?
Excuse me. Bonjour, madame. It is quite a day for visitors. May I hope you bring equal good fortune?
I'm afraid not. Henry?
Miss Solon, are you following me?
I found this address in a purse belonging to someone I knew all too briefly.
But this is Maisie's.
Yes. Did she lodge here with you?
What do you mean, did? She does. She is. She's the best friend I have in all of London.
I'm so sorry.
The cruel vicissitudes of fate. I'd only just offered her a job.
A job?
A new show I'm putting together. I need a score of four dancing girls up and kicking by this time next week. Not to mention a comic and a singer. I don't suppose...
Count me in. Comedian is the opener, yes?
We'll bring him on with a standard chorus. Give the crowd a taste of what's to come.
Two lines for the second dance number.
And then the solo chanteurs.
Then chanteurs reprise with two lines of chorus.
Chang doing his magic.
Leading into the grand finale.
Can a la Cockney. Precise details to follow. What do you think?
Oh, it'll put the palace on the map.
Mr. Jago. And?
Riversong.
Charmed.
You get here earlier and earlier, Chang.
Practice, Mr. Jago. My skills require constant wetting to retain their edge.
Then wet away. What?
Can I have a word, Mr. Chang, in private?
What did you wish to ask?
In your show, you're joined by a monkey, a funny little fellow in a waistcoat and hat.
A tarbouche, or fez. Hence his name, Mr. Fez.
He is a very stupid creature.
As you can see, Mr. Sin is jealous.
Professional rivalry.
Sadly, Mr. Sin, much as he would deny it, is as nothing without me.
Oh, don't underestimate him. Or Mr. Fez. I'm sure they get up to all sorts behind your back.
Mr. Fez is adept at his work, the product of many years of training. Very useful in a great many tricks.
Does he know the disappearing lady?
Please explain.
A girl was murdered last night in Fremlin Square.
I have seen the reports. Most regrettable.
Ah, but they don't tell the full story. Maisie Bunting was dragged off the path and up into the trees by a creature that looked very like your monkey.
Impossible.
I was there. I saw it.
Think about what you are saying, Miss Song. No animal his size would have the strength to lift a fully grown woman, let alone, what did you say? Drag her through the treetops.
Well, of course not. No normal animal.
The shock of your experience has played tricks with your mind. But I can help. Hear me, Miss Song. You did not see what you have described. You merely saw...
I did, you know. And don't stare like that. Didn't your mother ever tell you it's rude?
My apologies. I will bid you good day.
Until tomorrow, anyway.
Tomorrow?
Henry signed me up for his new show. Can't wait to start rehearsals. Can you? Celestine! Celestine, are you all right? What are you staring at?
It's a poster.
The amazing Lee Sen Chang.
He seems familiar.
Well, he is the talk of the town.
I've seen his face before. And the name. I know it so well.
I'd steer clear if I were you.
Why?
This is going to sound ridiculous, but that performing monkey of his was involved in Maisie's murder.
What?
Which means Chang is an accomplice, at the very least. He's dangerous.
Have you told the police?
Let's just say they're conducting their investigation, I'm conducting mine.
You think you can bring Maisie's killer to justice?
There's evil at work, Celestine. These missing girls are just the tip of something monstrous.
Then I want to help. Although, the rehearsals...
We can do both. I think the monster lives right here.
Here? The theatre?
Or beneath it.
not see anything. Apart from all this rubbish, it's just a cellar.
There's another room below here.
What's that?
Well, the latest thing. Sonic trowel. Here. Here. Help me with this flagstone.
What is this place?
Lowest level of the theater's foundations. Oh, it's been kitted out as a laboratory.
What are you looking for? A clue to his identity, or...?
Oh, no. I know who he is. I also know he has some equipment I need.
Equipment?
To top up my vortex manipulator. It should be compatible. These may be 19th century components, but it's 51st century know-how.
I see. Non, je ne vois pas. I thought we were looking for a murderer, not some kind of mad scientist.
Well, he's both. Dangerous combination. Hello. I wasn't expecting that.
You were expecting everything else?
A friend told me the gist. Well, or he will. It's difficult to explain. But he didn't mention this remote cortex manipulator, which means...
Which means?
Something for me to clear up. Why here, do you think? Beneath the theater.
You think Mr. Jago is involved?
Oh, no. Henry's one of the good guys. But there's a reason the murderer chose this basement. Even by mad scientist standards, it's cold, damp, whiffy. Ah, the sewers.
The sewers?
Look! Ha! As I thought, an underground river. No, two.
And that is important because...
Because he can use their confluence to create what he really wants.
Electricity!
There's not enough juice in London's grid to run all these gizmos, so he's generating his own.
But who is he?
He's not living here, which means Chang smuggled him in and out.
Then we must watch him closely.
Call this a rehearsal? Looks more like a cattle market. Mind out, Beatty.
Sorry, Mr. Jago.
It's very impressive you can get your leg all the way up there, but you nearly had me eye out.
I'm trying to teach the girls the difference between a high kick and the battement.
Oh, yes, yes, good idea.
After which, we will move on to the ronde jambe.
Sorry, ronde what?
Swift rotary movement of the lower leg with knee raised.
And skirt held high, like this.
Oh, and you're sure you can get away with this in France?
They did invent the word risqué, Henry.
I don't have any personal preferences for the puritanical, you understand, but, anyway, Mr. Chang, you mentioned a new illusion.
An audience member will name at random any country in the world. From an empty cabinet, Mr. Sin will produce this pocket watch. The hands on the watch will show the time in said country.
I'm sure they will, Mr. Chang. I'm sure they will.
With the watch, I will then hypnotize our special guest.
Special guest?
Who's that, then?
A special secret guest, Mr. Jago.
Oh, mystery upon mystery, eh? So, that just leaves our soloist. How's the old voice box, Miss Song?
I'm sorry?
The voice box. Tool of your trade.
Are you... Hang on. You want me to sing in front of 1,000 people?
Well, far be it from me to tell you your job, but they're the bones of it, yes.
I think there's been a misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding? You did come to me asking for employment, didn't you?
Well, yes.
And you accepted my offer of same with no little enthusiasm.
True.
And while you are, you'll tell me, the most spherical of all rounders, you have chosen as your stage name River Song. A clue, I assume, to your preferred method of self-expression.
When you put it like that, Henry, how can I refuse?
I'll leave you to pick a set from your repertoire. Saucy one. Sentimental one. Oh, you know the score. Oh, and work with Celestine on the backing.
Certainly, boss.
Actually, I had an idea for a comic number that might appeal to Sir Angus. I thought...
I'll go see Celestine now. She's just popped out. I saw you slip away when Chang left. What did I miss?
He met a gentleman at the stage door. He was in shadow, but his face seemed covered with... des pansements. How do you say? Bandages.
Sir Angus. Which way did they go? So it was you.
That you saw on the night your friend met her demise? Indeed.
Maisie had her whole life ahead of her. Just like the other girls you've murdered. Simply to prolong your own, I assume?
Sentimental child. All life feeds on life.
In the natural order of things. Where's Chang?
He led you here. That is all that matters.
Oh, no. I've walked into a trap. Whatever shall become of me?
I have detected your device.
Device?
That apparatus on your wrist.
Oh, this knick-knack was just something I picked up at Camden Market.
It contains time-sensitive material. Clearly, therefore, you are from the Time Agency, here to steal my secrets.
I'm really not. Okay, I borrowed one, but...
Admit it. You are from the future.
It's certainly one of the places I'm from. I was at uni in the space year 5123. Oh, great days. Partied a lot. Learnt a lot. And one thing I learned about was a figure from Earth history named Magnus Greel.
I am remembered. But of course, I left a legacy that will never die, and one day soon I shall return to reclaim it.
Then why haven't you, eh? Is that why I'm here?
Fez, the device!
Hey, give that back, you little furry magpie!
Get it to safety. I will deal with her.
Oh, no, you're not taking my life essence, Greel. I only donate to very good friends.
My distillation, Lance. What have you done?
Oh, no time to go into detail. Basically, it's dead.
I will eviscerate you for this!
River! In here!
Another time, Sir Magnus!
Drive on!
Right you are.
Great timing.
Mon plaisir. Where are we going?
Greel's house, I assume.
Greel?
A war criminal from another age. He's disguised himself as Sir Angus Peel. Probably murdered him for his money. All that tech wouldn't have come cheap. Next left!
How do you know where this house is?
We're following Mr. Fez.
I can't see him.
Neither can I. Except on here.
It's a moving mess.
Tracking my vortex manipulator. Next right!
Such a grand house.
Aha! There he is. Yes, it's the lady whose time bracelet you stole. Now be a good psionically stimulated primate and give it back. Nah, don't fiddle with it. You'll end up on the other side of the galaxy. Give it. I haven't time for this. Yeah, well, useful side effects of the manipulator. Turn the chrono damper up to 11, and it knocks most mammals out cold.
I don't want anyone else to die at this creature's hands.
They won't. Aha, now look what he's been keeping under his hat.
Machinery? Is it a mechanical creature?
Oh, he's real enough. It's the Fez that lets Greel control him. Now, if I make a few adjustments, he'll be as meek as a kitten.
Wasn't it a risk, letting him steal your bracelet?
I need Greel to think he has the upper hand so he won't suspect anything. That's better. No danger now, are you, boy? Plus, I've added a few extra orders. For a rainy day.
So what now? Is there anything here we can use against them?
Nothing. All Greel's equipment is below the theatre. His whole plan is building up to Jago's variety show. I need to know why.
Then the show must go on.
Everyone nervous?
Not off!
You've got two audiences tonight. 1,000 of London's finest. Chelsea chummies and Bermondsey bangers and all points in between, out to get their shillings worth and go home humming.
Hear, hear.
While in the royal box sits our benefactor. A man of tempestuous temperament, whose theatrical taste begins and ends at the chorus line. All I can say is, kick him high in his direction.
We will give Sir Angus a show to remember.
Earlier tonight, we tantalized you with a glimpse of their Terpsichorean titillations. Now, the palace is proud to present, fresh from Paris by way of Peckham Rye, Madame Celeste and her scintillating starlets.
Costume change. How do we look?
You're smashing it.
Mr. Chang, you got the time there.
This is no ordinary timepiece, I regret to say. It is for use in a very particular magical routine. But please, come to my dressing room, and I can oblige.
Good lad.
That watch of Chang's. It certainly is out of the ordinary. It's a mind control device.
But why would Chang need it if he is the best hypnotist in Europe?
The one thing no hypnotist can do, no matter how good, is override someone's instinct for self-preservation. To do that, you'd need... Of course.
Of course?
In Greel's laboratory, the remote cortex manipulator, that watch is the trigger.
You've mentioned it before. Cortex?
As in cerebral. Whoever they're planning to hypnotize, they want complete control over them.
The special guest... What shall we do? Steal that watch?
Best not to let Greel know that we know. If I can get to the cellar, I can deactivate the cortex manipulator. Then Chan's act is just a parlor trick again.
Good luck.
Looking for something, ma'am?
Oh, Casey. Well, wouldn't you know, I've left one of my props in the cellar.
Oh, dear. Here, let me get the trap door for you.
There you are.
Here I am.
You do realize you'll need it on stage in a little under 2 minutes.
Oh, as soon as that?
Yes. So, Casey, what the dickens are you doing?
The lady was just going down to the cellar.
You and that confounded cellar. If you're really so fascinated, I'll give you a guided tour of the thing. Once the show's over, until then, it's off limits, savvy?
Savvy.
Now, follow me.
Madame Celeste.
Mr. Chang, I cannot stop. I am needed.
I merely wish to say how much I enjoyed your act.
Oh, you are very kind.
These girls are not the best. Far from it.
That is less kind.
But you bring out the best in them. Despite Mr. Jago's down-market trappings, your work approaches a thing of beauty.
Mr. Chang...
Please, call me Lee Sen.
You have said those words to me before.
That is not possible.
We were in Paris.
I have been in Paris, the Théâtre de Variété. It is near the Moulin Rouge. Perhaps you were in my audience.
Don't trifle with me, Lee Sen. I remember now.
You... Remember?
We did not meet across a crowded theater. We met at Anna Pavlova's soiree. And then again, on many occasions.
Miss Sorbonne.
Sometimes in public and sometimes...
Celestine.
Just you and me. How did I forget?
Don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. They'll be back. But before that... The Palace Theatre is proud to introduce a new and unvarnished talent. I present to you, Miss River Song.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And the man who'll be harmonising with me tonight, your friend and mine, Mr. Henry Gordon Jago. When I was just a little girl, my mother said to me, when you grow up, I fancy that a singer sir, you will be. So certain was she that this life would be my destiny. The name she chose to give her little girl was Melody.
The name she chose to give her little girl was Melody.
Our family name was Pond. We got along quite swimmingly. But when a pond grows up, it might run off to join the sea. A Melody can likewise long to sing another key. That's how when I grew up, my river song did come to me.
That's how when she grew up, her river song did come to me. Very nice. Now, if you don't mind...
Oh, don't go, Henry. This is our big duet.
Oh, lummy.
You was a talk of the town. I came to see you one night between the matinee and the late show. Louisa told me how skillful you were, how mesmerizing. She did not tell me you were so handsome.
I, too, had no warning of your beauty. When that fool Lautrec introduced us, I was so entranced. I could no longer hear his babble. A blessed relief.
Henri, he was so fascinated in you.
Fascinated by his own primitive ideas of the mysterious East, lecturing me on chinoiserie.
They all thought you were exotic. That is how you present yourself, the celestial Chang. I saw past that.
I believe you did.
Listen. What has happened to you?
I sometimes think that given half a chance, if I'm to be the song, then you're the dance.
What the...
Improvise, Henry.
Mummy.
I've danced through this whole universe, so if you need a tutor, then I can guarantee that I've got all the moves to suit ya.
Of course, my dear. I'm not so sure that I can take the pace.
Well, every time I dance, I put a smile on someone's face. Very big smile. Oh. The sand dance up on Mars, it was a hit with Sutex misses.
Until the sand got up inside of all her underdresses.
Oh! Sun tattoo draconia, marching bands are all the rage.
She's never met a soldier whose big gun she can't upstage.
Ain't that the truth? Now hold on tight and close your eyes and think of dear old Blighty.
I can't recall a dancing partner quite so blooming flighty. If Auntie Millie saw this show, no doubt it would have shocked her.
Oh, if you feel the vapors coming on, I know a doctor. Meeting about for a bit. Mind filling in for me?
Mind? Yes, I very well do.
The scintillating starlets, ladies and gentlemen. Now, sadly, I must leave you. I've got somewhere I must be.
I think, Miss Song, you'll find that it is here, on stage with me. The audience is crying out. Please hear their stark entreaty.
I'm listening. It's flattering, but nothing doing, sweetie. I cannot wait. I have to go. Goodbye and au revoir.
Au revoir. Don't say au revoir. Do, re, mi. Far so long. Has anybody here seen Casey? He's done me for a bob. I give you warning. I've been searching down the street, and when me and Casey meet, there'll be another angel in the morning. Lummy.
London is not Paris. I am daily forced to degrade myself, but my star will rise again.
I've heard such things, that you are involved with dreadful deeds, terrible people.
You should not listen to innuendo. Perhaps you too have made unwise associations. Listen only to me, my fair one, and you will be safe.
Safe?
Celestine?
I must go.
You seem in some urgency, Miss Song.
I am a bit, so if you could just get out of my way.
I hear you have a fascination with this theatre's basement. It is most unwise.
Oh, but it's such a fascinating place. All that 51st century tech? Fascinating. No?
Are you not needed on stage?
Actually, I think you'll find that it's you.
What?
You're the grand finale, Lee Sen. You can't miss this. What would your master say?
We will continue this discussion, Miss Song.
Finally.
Chang! Here he is. Tonight, the celestial Chang will be demonstrating feats that will baffle the brain and fox the faculties. All this and a very special star guest. Ladies and gentlemen.
Please remain, Mr. Jago.
Eh?
I have need of an assistant. The unworthy Wong is in a nearby tavern.
Happy to oblige, Mr. Chang.
My first trick. Mr. Sin, please check the box.
I was just in the box. It is empty.
Mr. Jago, would you concur with my little friend?
Your little friend is quite correct, sir. It's as empty as Nelson's right sleeve.
Could you tell me the time, Mr. Jago?
Oh, certainly. It's up.
You have mislaid your timepiece?
Well, it was there a minute ago.
How do you know without a watch?
Very droll.
I can help. Please, reach into the box.
There's something here.
It was there all the time.
Hey, this isn't mine.
It is not, Mr. Jago. This is a very special chronometer for a special guest.
Aha! At last, you're ready to reveal all. Who is it?
It is you, Mr. Jago.
Oh, corks.
River!
Come on down!
Is that the cortex? Quelque chose?
Yes. I'm just deliberating the best way to put it out of action. There's subtle and not so subtle.
Does it matter?
Not so subtle is always more fun, but I couldn't find a big enough hammer.
And subtle?
Oh, just this. Vibrate its crystalline matrix until...
Stop! As you can see, Miss Song, I have a knife at your friend's throat. I would rather not use it. It would be a waste of her potential.
Then let her go, Greel.
This is Sir Angus?
Not his usual dapper self, is he? You could have made an effort. It's not Dress Down Friday.
I tire of that disguise. Sir Angus had his uses. His wealth was of benefit. His home an acceptable base. But the ridiculous clothes of this era are demeaning.
I hate to break it to you, but that cloak is pretty ridiculous too.
You use mockery as a weapon. It will not work on me.
I suppose the mask is a slight improvement. Bandages are a little too invisible man, don't you think? Oh, no, not been published yet.
I do, however, tire of your asinine babble. Drop the sonic device.
How about I just put it down gently?
Bring it to me, Fez, while I bind this strumpet. I shall inspect this later. It may be of use, but in the meantime, Fez, kill Miss Song.
Please, sir. State the name of the country you selected. Hold up the card for all to see.
Turkey! Bet you thought I'd say China, eh?
Chang is not so predictable. See, the hands of the clock show 5 past midnight. 3 hours ahead, as also it is in the Ottoman Empire.
Can I go now?
You must verify what I say, Mr. Jago. Look at the watch. Look very closely.
Fez. Why do you not act?
He's usually so cooperative.
Ingrate primate. If you are not of a mind to kill Fez, then guard that harridan while I prepare the dispersion chamber. Miss Sorbonne will give us no trouble while she is bound.
What is that glowing box?
The same vile technology Sir Angus uses in his cane.
This vile technology makes me a god among men. My vigor grows with each distillation.
Really? You've been performing your high-tech cannibalism routine all across Europe, yet you've still got that problem complexion.
The supply has been intermittent. But from this base, I can feed whenever I want. And that bumbling fool, Jago, will replenish my larder. With control of him, I gain a limitless source of fresh meat.
Meat? Those are people. People with lives, families, loved ones.
They are cattle.
You really think you can help yourself to his chorus line without being noticed?
You think anyone will mark the disappearance of these jumped-up jades? At least I provide them with meaningful deaths. Better their thankless souls nourish me than the earthworms.
Can he really be this evil?
Evil? In China, the poor lead lives of medieval misery. In France, they are feared, known as the dangerous class. In London, despised, hidden away in workhouses. Life in this age is cheap, worthless.
Not as cheap as you think. If you force Monsieur Jago to set about your evil ends, others will notice. If we fail, they will stop you.
Fool! Controlling that overbearing carny is not my entire ambition. As Chang's fame spreads, he will invite others to the stage. The great and the good, the powerful, they will come and they will be mine.
No!
Once I recover my time cabinet, I will be unstoppable. Or perhaps...
Perhaps?
In a few short weeks, Chang will perform before the Queen Empress herself at Buckingham Palace. What a prize she would make. Perhaps I will stay and rule over these savages.
Do not fight. Look at the watch. It swings like a pendulum. It swings like the hands of time. You are feeling tired.
I am. I feel like I haven't slept in a month of Mondays.
Now, Mr. Jago, you are under my power. Who knows what Chang can make you do?
Through Jago, I will feast until my body is stronger than ever. But he is merely the start, the first rung on the ladder of my apotheosis!
Oh, it's a lovely dream, but I'm afraid it'll have to stay that way. You won't be hypnotizing Henry or anyone else.
I have your sonic device. Without it, you are powerless.
Am I? See, the problem is, Magnus, you've missed one important thing.
What do you mean?
I deactivated your remote cortex manipulator before you arrived.
What?
Fatally weakened the crystalline matrix. In fact, it probably only needs a little tap and...
No! Bravo!
Maybe Chang can persuade Henry to cluck like a chicken, but that's all. He won't be sacrificing anyone at your altar.
My lord!
Is it true? Has this meddlesome harpy frustrated our plans?
The device did not do what you promised, lord. I tried, but... Celestine...
Sin, kill that woman.
Stop!
What? You dare contradict me?
Master, you do not plan to consume Miss Sorbonne.
You put her life above mine? I am your lord and master, Chang. I am your god.
And I would do anything for the great Wang Chiang, as I have time and again. But please do not kill the woman I love.
Oh, have I missed something?
Celestine, when my lord forced us to part in Paris... When I made you forget me,
It sundered my very soul.
You let this vile creature come between us.
Forgive me.
Listen, how can I think fondly of your love if you worship this monster as well?
I have no choice. This is Wang Chiang, god of abundance, my lord and savior.
He's no god. He's a man, and barely even that.
Has it come to this, Chang? Your ridiculous primate will not do my bidding, and now you too betray me.
Lord!
I don't need you. Sin is always ready to kill for his master. You have been this man's slave too long, Sin. Revenge yourself for the thousand indignities he has wrought upon you.
Mr. Sin, stay back!
You can stop him, Chang.
I do not need your help. My lord will not harm me. He needs me.
No, Chang. You're Greel's puppet as much as that pig-brained psychopath is yours. Pick up my sonic trowel. Press the red button.
What is this?
A red button?
It will save Celestine.
Why should I trust you?
Because I trust her.
Don't do it for my sake. Do it for Celestine's.
No, Chang. It's some kind of trick.
Master, I am sorry, but you give me an impossible choice.
Fez! What are you doing? Fez, why do you not obey my commands?
This is our chance.
I can get my wrist through. I can keep pulling.
Untying knots isn't a speciality. Tying them, yes.
Is this your doing?
Oh, yes. Mr. Fez is my sleeper agent. Aren't you, boy?
Come here, insolent ape.
That's it. The distillation lance. About time Greel knew what it feels like to be on the other end.
Fez, put that down. Chang, stop him!
Master!
I'm free!
Run! Don't look back!
Get him off!
Master, I am sorry!
For fuck's sake!
Don't look back!
Oh, look what's come crawling out of the cellar. Couldn't wait for the guided tour?
Sorry, Henry.
And did it live up to your fevered imaginings?
No. Very disappointing, wasn't it?
It was awful. Just awful.
So, nothing to see here. I mean, down there. Nothing to see. How was the show?
I think we got away with it. Where is Sir Angus? Where's Chang? I got a bone to pick with him.
No idea.
And as for you, leaving me in the lurch like a lemon. Celestine here is the only one who stuck by me.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Something I said.
Not you. It's been an emotional evening. Come on, Henry. Let's go drown our sorrows.
My lord!
What? What happened?
I tried to stop Mr. Fez. He was too strong. I removed his source of power, the tarbush, and the magical mechanics within.
You took too long about it?
I saved your life, Lord. Unworthy as I am, I saved your life.
Look at me. Look at me!
You have recovered before. You can recover again.
I will see that pernicious primate flayed alive for this!
Too late, my lord!
Sewers? There is no escape that way. At least some of my creations are loyal. Be careful, Chang, that this is not your fate as well!
So, you're going?
Afraid so.
And she's already gone?
Celestine came to London for a new life, and her old life followed her. Too many bad memories.
Old story. Always a fella behind it, one way or another.
She said she might try America. I think she'd be a hit. Just like our show.
You think? I seem to spend half the night on stage. Rather calls to mind the old adage about keeping a dog and barking oneself. I also think it qualifies me for half your wages. But we'll let that pass.
Keep them, Henry. My treat.
I might have to. I've had the police round this morning, claiming they found the real Sir Angus's body, and that the fella in the bandages was an imposter.
Oh, you'll bounce back, Henry. You always do. Just be careful.
Oh, I will. Next time a pushy madam enters my office claiming to be an all-rounder, I shall eject her summarily.
I meant of Chang.
Oh, I warned him not to try dragging me into any more routines. He was as good as gold at the first house. Talking of which, I'd better be getting back for the second.
He's not what he seems, Henry. Mr. Sin, too.
Mr. Sin appears to be the creepiest fence doll I've ever clapped eyes on. If there's worse, I don't want to know.
I've a feeling you'll find out soon enough.
This last week has played the very dickens with me nerves. I intend henceforth to live a quiet life, one that would bore my maiden Aunt Millicent to tears. No excitement and no novelty, merely sticking like a limpet to what I know.
Well, good luck with that.
What was that?
My cue. Goodbye, Henry.
It came from down by the river. Down by the river, eh, Miss Song? Miss Song? Another vanishing act. Oh, well, Jago, on with the motley.
You have been listening to The Diary of River Song, The Talents of Greel, written by Paul Morris. River Song was played by Alex Kingston. Henry Gordon Jago, Christopher Benjamin. Lee Sen Chang, Nicholas Goh. Magnus Greel, Angus Wright. Celestine Sorbonne and Maisie Bunting, Millie Thomas. Casey, John Paul Connolly. Other roles played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Producer, David Richardson. Sound design and music, Howard Carter. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.